Good morning and welcome to South Shore Senior News Radio, the program to help active boomers and seniors age successfully and enjoy themselves while doing it. Each week we are brought to you through the generous sponsorship of our partners. The first part of our show is brought to you by the Law Office of Attorney Judith Flynn. A member of the National Association of Elder Law Attorneys, Attorney Flynn is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. Located in Hingham, Judy works with elders and their families to protect their hard-earned assets and ensure quality care. Call her today to schedule your legal checkup at 781-740-2288 or visit her firm's website at www.thelegalcheckup.com.
Good morning and welcome to South Shore Senior News Radio. I'm your host, Greg Perrell, here on WATD 95.9 FM in Marshfield. And today is going to be a fantastic show. I think I say that every week, Judy. But today is going to be particularly fun because you're here with us. And this morning we're going to speak to elder law attorney Judith M. Flynn. Judith is a regular columnist in South Shore Senior News. And I think you get a lot of response to your columns, Judy.
I do.
Because you write about very relevant stuff for our listeners and for the readers of the paper. And you kind of put it into a real-world scenario, and it makes it a little bit easier to understand because that elder law stuff can be confusing, you know.
It can be, so I'm told. No, I try to use personal scenarios. I disguise them enough that I don't give away client information, but it's relevant to people out there.
Exactly, yeah, and it's nice, and that's kind of what we're going to do this morning. We're going to go through your February column.
Mm-hmm.
The paper comes out next week, so people are getting kind of a sneak preview. They're lucky. But this morning, before we get into that, and I always have difficulty with this, and I want you to help me with it. It's the Elder Law Office of Judith M. Flynn.
Right.
You're at a new location in Rockland. Fantastic building. I really like that.
Yeah.
What is this, right off of what?
Exit 14 off of Route 3.
Yep.
It's 800 Hingham Street.
Yep.
Right inside the door, so great handicap accessibility.
First floor. It's a really nice setup.
First floor gives me more space, so it's great. I'm happy there.
And you also have a satellite office over in Mansfield.
Mansfield, yep.
For our Neponset Valley listeners, which is a nice place. Tell me a little bit about yourself for our listeners. I know you're a member of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys and a member of the Board of Directors of the Massachusetts Chapter of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. You also got some recent awards that we've discussed last time. It was really nice.
No, I'm a new member of the Board of Directors there.
Okay.
It just began January this year. So I'm excited about that. They do a lot of great work advocating for elders' rights, so
right.
I'm glad to be a part of that.
Yeah, because you talk about guardianship a lot, and I don't think many people think about it too much when they're thinking about estate planning and elder law.
Yeah, guardianship is a big part. That is the Massachusetts Guardianship Association is the other organization I'm currently president of. But we're trying to reach out to family guardians who often are just kind of left hanging with all this responsibility.
Right.
So we're trying to be a resource for them and complying with their duties and pointing them in the right direction for resources they might need.
Right. And I think that's the thing about it. There's a ton of resources out there, and people just need to have to know where to find them. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to start our story today, and I came up with what I thought was a much better title than you had.
we'll let your listeners decide.
But I think you changed it here, and it was, do you need to keep every grocery receipt, Judy? And
that was your title, Greg.
Yeah, I like it. and I think it kind of leads in well to what we're discussing, because, you know, it's funny. I'm in a situation now where I used to keep all the receipts for all the home repairs I did because, you know, before the tax code was you had to have the receipts to get the credit, blah, 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 blah. Then they said, no, it doesn't matter. You can have an appreciation of 500 grand or whatever it was. I forget. So I don't have those receipts. But this can also come back and haunt you when you're
in another
applying
way, yeah.
for MassHealth.
I think what you're referring to is in terms of stepping up your tax basis on your home. So the starting basis is what you paid, and then it can increase by the amount of money you put in.
Right.
Those receipts I still would advise you to keep, because as we see, the tax laws change too.
Well, I know, but now I didn't keep them. So anyway, that's enough
well,
about...
Well, that's your problem.
Enough about why I still buy them.
But for long-term care purposes,
right.
For a future MassHealth application, my column is focused on this, and I'm happy to have the opportunity to get it across here, because people need to understand this is a problem when they cannot not just explain expenditures they've made for the past 5 years,
mm-hmm.
but verify.
Right.
So there's a difference between saying, oh, that was for, you know, going out for lunch with my friends or whatever. You have to verify it with receipts.
And what I thought was particularly interesting is, you know, to the extent, and we'll get into this when we come back after the break, but we were talking about, even though one of your clients was able to say, oh, yeah, I went to lunch and then we had this discussion and this is what the expenditure was or whatever,
mm-hmm.
the fact that they couldn't document that with a receipt, or it created problems.
It's huge. It's a growing problem. We're seeing a lot of denials on this basis, so I'm trying to get the word out.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to start the story off. When the people first come to you, you can take us through their
mm-hmm.
experience.
Okay.
All right.
The options for rehabilitation can be confusing. Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital offers a higher intensity of therapy, the most innovative and advanced technology, and a specialized staff of physicians, nurses, and therapists dedicated to your care. Braintree Rehab has a variety of inpatient services and a comprehensive list of outpatient services and outpatient locations. Call Braintree Rehab today at 781-348-2500 to see how our services can meet your needs. That's 781-348-2500.
When a person receives a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, the whole family needs care. Still Me coaches focus on caring for your family in the comfort of your home. A Still Me coach teaches you ways to simplify caregiving, how to relate in a new way, respecting the dignity your family member deserves. Call Still Me, the leader in Alzheimer coaching, at 617-328-3440. Or log on to www.stilmee.com to meet your personal Still Me coach.
And welcome back to South Shore Senior News Radio. I'm your host, Greg Burrell. And that was kind of fun, Judy, to hear. That's a new ad from Beverly Moore, Still Me Coaching.
Yeah, she's great.
It's a fantastic service that she offers to help people. And it's just another example of that local-based community services out there that can help people as they age. So we'll have Beverly on a monthly basis, too. She's going to do
a little segment.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, and that's a resource a lot of people don't know. It's available for the Alzheimer's.
Right.
You know, she's funded with a lot of grants, so people should keep that in mind.
That's right, all right, so let's start our story. We're talking about the importance of keeping receipts. We heard my tragic story about not keeping my receipts. But tell us, so take us right through this couple comes to your office and you start working with them to do some estate planning and figure out their situation.
Well, they're typical in many ways, but you know what I'm trying to get across to is this couple, the wife, came to me after she had filed an application. That's really too late. Part of my point is see an attorney before you file.
Start right at the beginning, though. A happy, normal, regular couple, husband
and wife. They're both very active.
Yep.
70s, good health. You know, took good care of themselves, exercise, whatever. But Bob ended up having a stroke.
Right.
So Mary's left scrambling, trying to protect what she can for, you know, his supplemental care and her future security. And so part of this, so they had already filed the application. The application has to be filed with certain verifications,
mm-hmm.
Including up to 5 years of bank statements.
That's incredible.
It is. I don't file with 5 years up front. I'll file with two, depending on how complicated the estate has been.
So if someone comes to you before they file.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then what typically happens is the MassHealth caseworker reviews what was sent, maybe not, and sends out what's called an information request.
Mm-hmm.
And that will ask for you to verify certain transactions or to provide, you know, another year of bank statements for every account or whatever information they feel they need to render a decision.
Yeah.
So in response to that, Mary had explained, and a big thing I want to stress, it's not just expenditures or withdrawals. They're asking people to verify deposits.
That's so odd.
It's strange because not only do you not keep receipts, many people, but I can't tell you the source of many of my personal deposits. For business, that's certainly a different way of record keeping.
Right.
But I can't tell you what deposits were 3 years ago.
What do you think they're looking for there?
I think that, honestly, I think they're looking for any reason to deny.
Okay.
It's a budget crisis.
Just for that simple reason, if you can't verify a deposit, you know, 3 years ago, they can deny your claim.
Yes.
Even if it's, like, for $500.
Well,
Is there a dollar amount to it? Or?
Typically, it used to be that they would say verify all withdrawals over $1,000 or all withdrawals and deposits over $1,000. Now we're seeing $500. I've had a couple of cases where they've said verify every expenditure for the past 3 years. Now, these are expenditures of $14, $25, and I mean, they're just really...
You know what the killer is now, I think, for I don't know if it's helpful. Or do you find this helpful or not helpful that people are using debit cards to pay for everything now? Because you get that shows up on your bank statement, so it's just one way to verify.
It doesn't verify anything. Oh. It verifies that, say, $50 or $100 or $200 came out. It doesn't verify what you did with those funds.
But purchases would be, you know... Like,
receipts for... Yeah. So you take that cash, you go to Stop and Shop. I mean, personally, I use my debit card at Stop and Shop.
Right.
So that's, I think, a help when somebody uses point of sale purchase, you know, the debit card for that reason.
Right.
Because you know where they spent it.
Exactly.
But when you're just withdrawing cash, it makes it a lot harder. Unless people need to get into the habit of writing on every deposit slip what they used it for and, it, you know, receipts, if there are receipts to go along with it.
Right.
The best they can do.
That's a lot of record keeping.
It is.
It's amazing.
It is, and it's not normal. It's not what we're used to doing.
Right. And it's a change that you've seen taking place over the last 6 months, 12 months?
Oh, over the past year. No, the past year, I would say. But it's really increasing. I'm seeing denials in so many cases where they should be just approved, with not even with an information request following up, because it's a married couple, well below the marital limits, no prior gifting. Yet they'll ask for more and more until they can say, oh, you didn't give us that. We're going to deny for failure to provide verification. So it's abusive, in my opinion.
Well, you know, when we come back, we're going to go on, you have some great tips that we're going to talk about. But when we come back, I also want to discuss the dangers of filling out the application incorrectly. And you talk about some services that mm-hmm. are provided at the nursing centers themselves that might not really do a complete job for you.
Yeah. Well, it's not at the nursing homes. I have to clarify that.
Okay.
But we'll touch on that when we come back.
All right. Good. Yeah, let's clarify that. All right. We'll be right back.
Call the Elder Law Office of Judith M. Flynn to schedule a legal checkup. Judy's practice is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. She'll do a thorough assessment of your personal situation and develop a comprehensive plan that addresses all of your elder law needs. Don't lose your hard-earned assets to the cost of long-term care. Take greater control of your future. Schedule a legal checkup today. Call Elder Law Attorney Judy Flynn at 781-740-2288.
If you've been diagnosed with cancer, you want the best of care. Now, that care is available close to home. Commonwealth Atrius Cancer Center in Weymouth provides complete cancer care close to where you live and work, with award-winning physicians, advanced technology, and personalized attention. Medical oncology provided by Commonwealth Hematology Oncology. Radiation oncology operated by Harvard Vanguard Medical Associates. Visit CommonwealthAtrius.com. Complete cancer care close to home. Commonwealth Atrius Cancer Center.
This half of our show is brought to you by Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital. For almost 35 years, Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital has been a leader in providing stroke rehabilitation for the South Shore area. Recently, Braintree Rehab was accredited with the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for disease-specific care in stroke, making it the only rehabilitation hospital in Massachusetts with this honor. Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital offers patients the opportunity to recuperate and rehabilitate with inpatient rehabilitation and a variety of outpatient services that have been designed to increase functionality and quality of life for those who have experienced a stroke, suffer from Parkinson's disease, or multiple sclerosis, or feel the pain of arthritis day after day. If you or someone you know needs the best in rehabilitation services, look to Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital to get the level of care you deserve. Call 781-348-2500 to find out more. That's 781-348-2500.
All right, welcome back to South Shore Senior News Radio. I'm your host, Greg Perrell, here on WATD 95.9 FM, Judy. And we're with Elder Law Attorney Judith M. Flynn with her new office in Rockland, which is quite nice. I've been there. So, Judy, we're having an interesting discussion about the dilemma of, you know, being able to verify all these withdrawals and deposits and transactions over a five-year period to qualify for MassHealth if one of your loved ones has to go into a skilled care facility. And right before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about the making sure you get the right services when you file the application. If you there are some, tell me a little bit about this.
Well,
there are referrals from centers out to what accountants?
Yeah, nursing
or?
Homes work with or give referrals to Medicaid preparers.
Okay.
They're not. I haven't met any that are attorneys. I certainly can't say none of them are, but I have not come across any that are. And, you know, the nursing homes refer hundreds, maybe thousands of cases a year to these people. So my question is, who's the duty of loyalty to?
The person you're filing
the application for, or the person who's giving you hundreds and hundreds of referrals?
Right.
So
what's the general fee for a preparer like that? Do you have to pay them, I assume? Or do the nursing centers pay them?
If there's no family, it's my understanding there are cases where the nursing home pays.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, I think it's highly questionable who's the duty to.
Sure.
But in cases, I think several clients have told me about $600, but there are different services. There's probably different fees.
Okay.
You know, and that's a lot less than an elder law attorney is going to charge.
Well, that's,
you're not just paying to fill out a form called a Medicaid application with an attorney. You know, there may be steps you can take to protect assets, marital assets, protect the community spouse. These people are preparing an application. They are not doing long-term care planning.
Yeah. You know, this is kind of off topic, but it just popped into my head. It does have to do with the cost. Now, sometimes when people don't have enough money, they'll use a preparer like that and not get the best of service because they don't have the money for the best of service. But the elder law attorneys, do they work with people, like, say, over a 4 or 5 year period? Someone can come in and, you know, the first year they get their wills done or whatever. And then the second year, and you start to talk about estate planning, and then the second year they can come in and do a living trust or, you know, whatever those things are that you do.
I would not typically spread it out over years that way. When someone comes to me, if it's for advanced planning, again, in that comprehensive overview, we see what documents need to be updated or revised.
Right.
And we'll talk then about are there any advanced planning steps they can take to protect their assets for their supplemental care in the event one of them needs nursing home care. Very often, though, people are coming to me when it's a crisis.
Right.
And, you know, they haven't taken steps for advanced planning. If they don't have sufficient documents, that's when a guardianship might come in. Or they've gone to one of these preparers and gotten denied because it wasn't done right.
If you get denied once, can you come back and refile?
It's very time regulated. You have to file a request for an appeal within the guidelines.
Okay. All right. So now what we're going to do is concentrate a little bit on people preparing themselves, which is really what you help people do with the legal checkup.
Mm-hmm.
And you have there are going to be four great tips in your column in the February issue of South Shore Senior News. Take us through them. What's tip number one?
Well, in this case I talk about in the column with this couple, and it's very typical. I see this a lot. The husband was a former banker, just did all the financial work, you know. And that's fine, and that's very common, but the wife was clueless. You know, the husband didn't, Bob didn't want to bother Mary with the details. but as I say, ignorance is not bliss.
Right.
I mean, both members have to be informed at least. So it was really difficult once Bob was not competent to help Mary in this process for her to go back and get all the information. And again, it's a really tight timeline.
So one person could be doing it, but what really needs to take place is that there has to be like a set of books or the other person needs to know where to find the stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Very good. Tip number two, keep all financial statements and information for 5 years, which blows my mind.
Yeah, well, and this, again, is just for long-term care purposes. A tax attorney might tell you to keep it longer for whatever reason, but I'm telling you, if one of you may need long-term care, they can ask you for up to 5 years of records. So not only do you have to keep every bank statement with a copy of every canceled check, but any, you know, ATM withdrawals need to be verified. You need to start keeping receipts. You know, and honestly, I don't do this.
No.
People normally don't keep a record of all deposits, but they need to start doing that.
That's
5 years.
That's kind of onerous, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know?
It is.
Has anyone challenged that?
There are appeals underway right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got this pending appeal from a couple in the column, absolutely. It's abusive, this practice by MassHealth.
Right.
And I believe she sufficiently explained. And the bottom line is, the deposit shouldn't be a reason for disqualifying him for benefits anyway. So what is their logic there? I don't know, but they make us jump through repeated hoops. And how many people just walk away? Hmm. And I think that's ultimately a numbers game.
Yeah, you can understand that from the state's point of view. You know, there's only so many resources to go around. But
well, actually, Greg, I don't understand.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, let's discuss it when we come back. We'll go to break right now, and then you and I can kind of do a point counterpoint. We'll break back.
If you've been diagnosed with cancer, you want the best of care. Now, that care is available at Commonwealth Atrius Cancer Center in Weymouth. With award-winning physicians, advanced technology, and personalized attention, you'll receive the care you need nearby your home and work. Medical oncology provided by Commonwealth Hematology Oncology. Radiation oncology operated by Harvard Vanguard Medical Associates. Visit CommonwealthAtrius.com. Complete cancer care close to home. Commonwealth Atrius Cancer Center.
Do you think your driving skills are not what they should be? Let Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital help you decide. We can assess your driving skills and focus on your safety. Our two-part driving evaluation program has been developed to provide assessment of individuals with a variety of disabilities. Braintree Rehab is always here to help you reach your full potential and independence. For additional information or to schedule an appointment, call 781-348-4017. That's 781-348-4017.
If somebody tells you we're moving, suggest a call to We're Moving. Complete move management from beginning to end. If you are moving your parents or if they are downsizing to age in place, We're Moving can help you plan and execute all the details of the move. Call We're Moving at 781-878-2631 or visit weremoving.com. That's W-E-I-R, weremoving.com.
Yeah, welcome back to South Shore Senior News Radio. We are talking with elder law attorney Judith M. Flynn, and we were just going through this whole mass health application process and the possibility of being denied because you don't have the proper documentation for deposits, withdrawals, etc. We're going through four really helpful tips that you put together in your column. The first one is, even if one spouse is doing all the financial record keeping and transactions, the other spouse needs to know where the stuff is in case something happens.
Aware. That's right. They have to at least know where to find the records.
Yeah. And the second one is what we were discussing and arguing back and forth about before we went to break is the is the whole keeping records for 5 years. I think that's a great tip. I can't believe it's necessary, but
it is. It really is.
Yeah, that's right. And you can't fight it. So. Tip number three, be cautious about hiring a person.
Referred by the nursing home.
Yep.
And again, we touched on it before. You have to ask yourself who's their duty of loyalty to when they're receiving hundreds, maybe thousands of referrals from the nursing home.
Right.
What is their qualification? They typically are not attorneys. I haven't met one yet that is.
Are they accountants or... Don't know.
Not that I know of. I mean, everyone's different, and I don't want to say make a blanket statement that none of them are.
Right.
You know,
sure.
Then I'll get the call from the one who might be. But the other thing, I'm covered by malpractice insurance, and if I make an error or don't, you know, you suffer damages because I didn't do something right, you have recourse. What's your recourse with somebody like this?
I don't know.
I would say probably not much recourse. I think it's a fair concern.
Without question.
Yeah.
No, that's an important issue.
You know,
I don't think a lot of people think about that.
No, they don't.
Because even though everyone's very litigious out there and there's all these lawsuits going back and forth, I think most regular people don't, the first thing that pops into their mind is, geez, I want to sue this person. I don't, you know.
No, and, you know, and I'm not throwing that tip out there to say, gee, I hope some people sue attorney. But the bottom line is, you know, you hire me to do something
right.
Like protect your assets as part of this, not
right.
To just file the application.
No, I totally agree. I totally see the value in it. I was just thinking, you know. A little bit.
You know what? And part of this whole problem, I'm trying to get the word out on keeping proper verifications because people don't think they're ever going to need a nursing home.
Right.
And that's what this all stems from. People just don't want to think about it, don't want to deal with
it. Yeah, of course not. I mean, they could certainly look at an assisted living and say, what a great place to go live because they're active, healthy, and happy, I guess. But, you know, the nursing home certainly...
Right.
It has a, you know, kind of a reputation as you go in but don't come out or something. But that's changed quite a bit.
It has.
Yeah. All right, tip number four. The time to call an elder law attorney is before you file an application.
For all the reasons we've discussed. Now, in this case, we talk about in the column, I got the call after they were denied for failure to provide verifications.
Yeah.
So luckily they called me within the time allowed to file the appeal. We got the appeal request filed.
What's the time?
Within 30 days of
so
the date of the notice. Yeah, well, if you don't get the call for a month, you know, there's nothing you can do at that point. So luckily they called. People have to understand those deadlines. Now, the irony is MassHealth goes well beyond their deadlines to provide decisions and things like that.
Sure.
There's a double standard.
Yeah.
But the client has to file a timely request.
Okay. So those are four very helpful tips, and I think it's really amazes me about this 5-year look-back period.
They may not have to provide 5 years, but you have to prepare in case. They do have the right to ask for verifications up to 5 years back.
Now, before we leave the subject, when we come back, we're going to talk about some changes in the estate tax legislation out there, which I think is going to be interesting. But with this particular topic, are your associations or lawyer groups or anything like that doing anything at the state level to kind of address this, or is it just an open?
No, we are. We I think I've mentioned on the show before, we MassMaila has a public policy group that's very active.
Right.
And before the monthly dinner meetings, we have a public policy meeting where we address the hot issues or the things that really need advocacy at the state level.
And what are you guys recommending for this subject, for this topic, for changes that would be helpful for people?
Well, all we can do is educate at this level. Specific cases that go to appeal on this particular issue, failure to provide verifications, that we'll fight it at the court level at that point. If it gets denied at the fair hearing level, then you have to file a superior court complaint where you'll get judicial oversight to hopefully reverse a bad decision.
Have you done that before? Have you gone to
I am leaving here to go file in Suffolk a 30A complaint on a different issue.
Mm-hmm.
A 30A is just the citation to the law that allows us to get this judicial review of what we think is a wrong decision.
Okay.
It's against MassHealth, and it's a different issue. It's not for this failure to provide verifications.
Okay. All right. When we come back, we are going to talk about some changes in the estate laws.
Yep.
So, all right, good. Thanks. We'll be right back.
The Elder Law Office of Judith M. Flynn is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. If you've been thinking about getting a legal checkup, don't delay any longer. Don't wait for a crisis. Attorney Flynn will do a thorough assessment of your personal situation and develop a comprehensive plan that addresses all of your elder law needs. Don't lose your hard-earned assets to the cost of long-term care. Call Elder Law Attorney Judy Flynn at 781-740-2288.
Step into the future with Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital. Robotics and functional electrical stimulation are now being used for rehabilitation with patients who have experienced a stroke, brain injury, spinal cord injury, multiple sclerosis, or other neurologic disorder. Call us today, 781-348-2107, and find out how the cutting-edge rehab technology at Braintree Rehab may benefit you. That's 781-348-2107, and take the steps that may change your life.
All right, welcome back to South Shore Senior News Radio. We're in the final minute. We're talking to Elder Law Attorney Judith M. Flynn out of Rockland. We've talked about some really importance of pre-planning before going into a nursing home and being able to verify all of your financial transactions.
Right.
But quickly, what's going on with the estate tax law?
Well, we don't have enough time to go into detail, but I would tell people if they have done tax planning, the estate tax was repealed this year. Congress has to take action to get it back into effect. We don't know where they're at or what they'll end up doing, so they need to consult their tax attorney if they've done, it can hurt the surviving spouse, but basically with no estate tax law in effect, but if they've done planning for that. So they need to revisit it. It's really important.
Right, because it's going from being able to exclude over $3 million to what now? Everything's taxable?
There's nothing in 2010, and the step-up in basis is either gone or reduced. It's a mess.
Right.
Because Congress did not do what they should have done.
All right. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to give this justice, but people should be aware that the estate tax plan planning is important.
If
right
they
now.
Did tax planning, they need to revisit it.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Judy.
Thanks for having
excellent
me.
Excellent as usual. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.